This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1209. What is a linking verb?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you know the difference between stative verbs and linking verbs? You will after this episode. Today we share grammar tips to help you avoid mistakes on your IELTS speaking and writing exams.
Aubrey, I heard you're kind of a TikTok star now.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know you were going to talk about this. You guys, I made this separate little TikTok account to like teach some grammar rules. Really, I started it with my kids to like do something with them and teach idioms because it's funny when you ask them what an idiom means and they always interpret it literally, right? So it's funny. And then I did like a grammar post and suddenly I had a million views. I'm like, oh, wow.
A million views. That's so awesome.
It's fun.
I love it.
It's because it's getting pushed to native speakers. And honestly, often a language learner has better grammar than a native speaker in some ways because they're studying the grammar.
Yeah.
And language, a native speaker hasn't thought about grammar since elementary school, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Our students know the reason why something is right or wrong, and a native speaker doesn't know and probably doesn't care.
Exactly.
Guys, All Ears English is on TikTok as well as Aubrey. So find all of us on there. and also, guys, if this is the first time you're listening to IELTS Energy, or maybe you just listen sometimes, remember to hit follow, guys, so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. We are doing a deep dive into grammar today. I been spending a lot of time with my neighbor. Okay, this connects to the grammar. Don't worry, guys. It's not a big, long story. And because I still can't walk my dogs after my knee surgery. And so my neighbor helps me a lot. And she's amazing. Her name is Jamie. And so we've been hanging out. And it turns out she's also kind of a grammar nerd. And she mentioned something called a linking verb. And she was wondering if I knew what that was. And I was like, I do not. What is that?
Like, so, you mean a modal? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. So guys, we are going to explain because this is a very interesting way to think about grammar, guys. It'll get you more conscious of what you are choosing as far as adjectives, adverbs, what's a subject. But it's a very cool way to deep dive into grammar today, guys. And we know that making mistakes that are obvious to the examiner, that's really what lowers your score so fast. So we're going to talk about the difference between linking verbs and stative verbs today.
Yes, so this is going to be really interesting. I love grammar. Honestly, I know that I make mistakes because I use the grammar that I'm used to, right? We have all these regional dialects where we're used to how people spoke, where we grew up or what we're used to. And so we realize we will make grammar mistakes. And sometimes I'll be asked a grammar question. I'm like, I got to think about that a second. I might need to Google that. And then there's like conflicting opinions, like people are disagreeing, right? So, but it is interesting to think about. And we know you guys have to think about it for the IELTS exam. There is a grammar score. It is affecting your score. So as much as we know this isn't the only thing you should be studying, it is also important.
Exactly. All right, guys. So let's define what a linking verb is. So the simplest way to think about this, guys, is a linking verb links or connects the subject to an adjective describing the subject. Okay. So for example, I would say she feels sad, right? Sad is an adjective. So if you are trying to diagram this sentence as a grammarian, as a student of the language, maybe you would look at this and think, but wait a minute, Why is it sad and not sadly? I thought an adverb describes a verb, right? So why is it an adjective? Because this is not describing the verb, it's describing the subject, which is a noun, all right? So that's why we say she feels happy instead of she feels happily, or I am great instead of I am greatly, right? It's just a really funny way to recognize something we probably knew instinctually, but didn't realize what we were actually using.
Right. No, you know, no one says that I am happily, but to really think about why, that's what's confusing. And we have all these different, we've got auxiliary verbs and helping verbs and oh my goodness, there's so much to know. One really good thing to point out here just is the reason I feel happy sounds right to you and I feel happily sounds wrong is you're taking in a lot of English. You're listening to our podcast. You're listening to other podcasts and you're hearing it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. So here are three examples of common linking verbs, guys. So be, obviously, right? Be is followed by an adjective. We know that. But then also feels and seems, right? Feel and seem are also linking verbs. So anytime you are just connecting the subject, which is a noun, to the adjective describing the subject, right? Then that verb in the middle is a linking verb. I love this. I can't believe we are still learning new grammar.
I know. It's really interesting. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. I feel like this is going to give you guys confidence just to learn something that most natives don't know, might be surprised by.
I know, right?
You guys have better grammar than natives, so you're going to do amazing on test day.
Okay. So let's look at that sentence. Ooh. You will do amazing or you will do amazingly.
Ooh. Oh, I do this all the time. I do this a lot where I should add the L-Y. This is where I grew up. We say, I am real good. I am real happy all the time. And leaving when I moved to New York, I was like, oh my goodness, I should be saying I am really happy.
Yep.
I am really, right? I'm like, I should be using an adverb. Ugh. And it wasn't until I started hearing people use it correctly that I realized this is just poor grammar that I used growing up and I'm so used to.
Hello, wonderful listeners. Remember to hit follow right now wherever you're listening to this podcast. Follow IELTS Energy on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. And remember to also follow our sister show, All Ears English. It's incorrect grammar using real not as an adverb, but in as a functioning adverb. That's become slang these days, guys. So you will hear native speakers, especially when they're speaking informally, say real instead of really, and it's incorrect. Like, I'm real happy right now.
Especially
like, that's
in the
not
South.
Correct, you guys.
And in Idaho, I know, right?
Which is funny. So just this is just more information, guys. Powerful knowledge for you that if you do hear native speakers say that, it's not correct, guys, but it's sort of become slang these
okay,
days.
Jessica, I have a question for you that I think our listeners might be thinking. Some insider examiner knowledge. So part one, we know we should be more informal. We should use slang. But if we use like slang incorrect grammar like that and say, I'm real happy on part one, how does that affect our score?
If you only said it once and you use the quotation fingers, it would be fine because you would be non-verbally communicating that you knew it was incorrect grammar, that you are quoting cool native speakers. You know what I mean? So if it's just like one time and you recognize, you make it obvious, like, This is just cool, hip slang. Like, I know it's incorrect grammar. That's fine, right? But we're not going to penalize you or ding your grammar score for something like that. Definitely not.
Gotcha. But if you use it accidentally and clearly don't make it clear that it's a little nod to this sort of slang incorrect grammar, then potentially it could lower your score.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's a grammar mistake.
Right.
Right. At the end of the day, that's all it is a grammar
mistake.
And
I want to point out, it actually might be your examiner's pet peeve, depending on where they live. We can't lie about some very common grammar mistakes that the average native speaker that will have like one of them is their pet peeve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. So now, when I was researching this linking verb phenomenon, I was like, but isn't that the same as a stative verb? Because that I know about. So right. Stative verbs are different, guys. Stative verbs describe the subject, okay? Whereas a linking verb connects the description to the subject, okay? So a stative verb has more meaning, like love, hate, agree, need, right? These have more meaty meanings describing the subject. So those are stative verbs because they're describing the state of the subject. Does that make sense as far as like how those are different?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to think about it, right? How much emotion would be involved. Then we're talking about the state of how you feel, of how much emotion you feel about this. Whereas these linking verbs are, there's like no emotion here, really. It's very neutral.
So yeah, the linking verbs, I mean, they're usually followed by an adjective, right? Whereas stative verbs are usually followed by a noun. I think that's another, and that's not just like an all the time rule, but it's usually, guys, like this is an easy way to tell the difference. So you could say like, I love English, right? English is, it's a noun. It is an object of the sentence. It's not describing the subject as an adjective would do. So, okay, I think that's enough nerdy grammar talk for today. Guys, we don't talk about grammar a lot on this show, but Aubrey and I are in love with words and everything connected with words. So sometimes we do like to sort of nerd out on this stuff. But Aubrey, what should people do now if they need more IELTS energy?
Right, guys, make sure to follow. We have two new episodes every day and they're full of really good info if you are planning to take IELTS. And even if you're not, right, great grammar, great vocab, really helpful. So be sure to follow the podcast, guys.
Follow us on Apple Podcasts, guys, or wherever you're listening right now. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.